An upgraded sleeper car on a bullet train that goes between Beijing and Shanghai has been touted as a mobile hotel on the tracks. It is said to provide spacious bedding area and privacy on the train. So, what does the new super sleek sleeping car on a bullet train look like?
Oh, baby, it is fab-tastic, okay? Let me talk about first, though, the T-trains, okay? The T-trains! It means very fast in English, or te kwai. Am I getting that right in
Yeah,
Chinese?
perfect.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah.
The average speed of this train is 160 kilometers per hour, okay? So you're like, that's maybe not so fast compared to maybe some of the trains that are out there right now. But then you got the D train, baby. The D train, or Dongche, in Chinese, meaning it's faster than the T trains. These normally run at 250 kilometers per hour. Then you got the G trains. Means high speed rail, okay? So anything, as I understand, that goes faster than 250 kilometers per hour, there's the umbrella term of bullet train. But then for something like a G train, we call those and distinguish those high speed rail trains because they can go 300 to 350 kilometers per hour. But now we have these D trains. As I understand, the D311 and the D312, if you're looking to kind of check these trains out, that's the ticket, I guess, purchasing information for how to identify this specific train that goes from Beijing to Shanghai. And basically, as I understand, it is a 12-hour journey. But you are provided with luxurious accommodations on this new, what they're calling, a mobile hotel on the train tracks. So nice, so nice.
Yes, and he painted a very vivid and good picture. You almost feel like you're living in a hotel, but I gotta say it's not exactly the case. So the biggest change here for the train is that usually the beds are like perpendicular to the hallway. Now they've changed the beds parallel to the hallway, meaning that you don't have to share one closed space with three other passengers. You have your own private place with a curtain outside of the place so that you can
Window.
enjoy some, yeah, and window as well. You can enjoy some privacy. And to my surprise, actually, this change has enabled the train, the carriages, to take on more 37 more percent more
Oh,
passengers.
wow.
Yes, so it's quite a nice change. That's interesting. And also, I suspect that the added number of passengers to this new train is actually in comparison to the soft bed sleeper carriages that usually I think they have four people in
In
their
a little compartment.
Sort of like that, and the beds are softer, it's a little bit more spacious than the very traditional type of having six folks in six beds in the very traditional type of sleeper cars, which is obviously more cramped, and you've got people sharing that space if somebody coughs or have smelling feet. And
Why'd you look at me?
well, it just came natural to me.
Yeah, for sure.
And so for those situations, it's not very comfortable. That's why this new sleeper car has been touted as something of a major upgrade. And people are excited. There's one reason, like you guys, I think you touched upon it, that every bed has its own window space as well. Because now, when these beds are parallel to the hallway and to the window, then you have that luxury of being able to lie there and also see the beautiful or not so beautiful scenery pass by with your own window space.
Well, not just that, on these kind of hard beds or soft beds that were, let's talk about that actually. So you have the fast train or the T trains. For example, the T109. It takes 15 hours to travel from Beijing to Shanghai. That's also an overnight trip, right? But so the price for the hard bed is 300 yuan, pretty reasonable actually. And then you have the soft bed, 476 yuan. But like Huyang had said, the soft bed, you get a compartment that you share with three other people. You can close the door, which is kind of nice. As I understand, with the hard beds, you're kind of just open, okay, to the elements. So you can close the door on those soft beds and the tea trains, maybe feel better about not having your luggage or personal items messed with while you're asleep during the train ride. Then you have the hard beds, which are just kind of open. You have three people on one side and three people on the other side in a compartment. But imagine, you know, you're sharing that one window with all those people, whether it's four, whether it's, you know, six people in a compartment, and then everybody's also sharing maybe that table to have their tea or their drinks or their food, you know? And so where do you sit too if you want to sit on that table? Maybe the person on the bottom bunk is always inconvenienced because people are coming up and down. So there's definitely the inconvenience of those kind of beds, right? But at the same time, the price, pretty reasonable. Now you got the D311. So this is taking 12 hours to travel from Beijing to Shanghai. As far as I know, that's the only line it's really doing right now from Beijing to Shanghai. So the deal is, guys, you leave at 9 p.m., you arrive in Shanghai at 9 a.m. So, right, an overnight trip like a hotel, that's basically how I understand they're selling it. And that's 650 yuan per ticket. But here's the catch is you got the high-speed bullet train or G trains from Beijing to Shanghai. They take 4 to 5 hours, significantly cutting that time by half, even more than half, right? And it is cheaper for the base price ticket of second class, that is 553 as compared to this new line you can take, the mobile hotel being 650 yuan. So a little bit cheaper for second class, you get there in less than half the time. Or you can do the 933 yuan for first class, and then, you know, it gets really pricey after that. For business class, 1,700. So these are the different options you have going from Beijing to Shanghai. But as I understand, how they're trying to sell it is, you know, it's the nice kind of mobile hotel that gets you there overnight. You can do your day business in Shanghai and then maybe come home on that same train and have kind of a very personal train experience.
Okay. I think that's interesting information that you've provided us with. But for most of our listeners or most of the customers, I think immediately we were stopped when you mentioned 12 hours a journey versus 5 hours a journey, because now you're offering sleeper cars that are supposedly luxurious, or even you can say it's mobile hotel, which I think is subject to debate, and I'd like to hear your stance on that, as opposed to what we already have, which I do feel like I sound like a spoiled customer of the 4 hour to 5 hour journey from Beijing to Shanghai. Why would I want to choose a sleeper car?
You also just forgot, you know, 12 hours, 15 hours is not much more, but I get less. I pay 476 yuan. I get this kind of sleeping overnight experience. It's cheaper. Sure, I have to share it with three other people, but most people are willing to just say, you know, kind of suck it up for that price, be able to save that money. It's not a huge time difference. You're not really cutting the time off of the difference between 12 and 15 hours. I don't think is so huge that people wouldn't be willing to go with the sleeper car for the soft bed at 476 yuan.
Why are you guys saying bad things to my latest favorite train? I love this option, and I'm going to go one by I went, well, went after you guys.
Yeah.
First, to answer He Yang's previous question about why do I choose this, is because I don't have that 5 hours daytime to go to Shanghai. Maybe after work, around 5 or 6, I wanted to go to Shanghai. So if I'm taking the 5 hours between, which I don't know if they're providing any service during the nighttime, I will still have to get on the train around 7 and get to Shanghai around 12. And as a single lady, I will carry my luggage bag and try to find a hotel, and it's scary. I don't like that.
Oh.
So I want to get on the train around 9 o'clock, which gives me enough time to have my dinner, and then get on the train, have a nice sleep at night, and arrived at 9. So for me, I think the time is pretty much why I choose this specific D train. And also to answer Ryan's question, as a single lady again, you know, sharing a space with five other people would be a little bit inconvenient, but sharing it in a closed space, you can close the door with three other maybe guys, you feel not safe.
Oh.
So you really do want your own private space, which this D311 provides.
What's the difference? The only thing you have is a curtain on a line of other either probably guys and girls. If these dudes are creeps, you know, before you could have at least been limited to the amount of creeps that are in your soft bed room, that being three other people. But now it's just a curtain. Curtains aren't privacy. Someone can come over while you're asleep and slide it open. It's not like there's a lock necessarily on that curtain, so I wouldn't say privacy is guaranteed on this at all. Also, I think this isn't going to protect you. Let's say in the soft beds, right? I'm limited to three other people in this room that I can close that door, right?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, hopefully, maybe three of those people aren't snoring. But maybe on this line of people that the only difference is in the sound separating me from them, their iPads, their games, all the stuff that's going on, is the curtain. Whereas before I was limited. You know, I didn't have to share my personal room with anybody else more than three other people. So I don't think actually this is so much better. I don't think, you know, if you have a guy, you've heard some people snore, right? They can light up the room with how they can snore. So even if they were three or four couple beds down, you'd hear them. It would drive you crazy. And you'd be like, I paid 650 yuan for this to get here in 12 hours, where I could have saved money buying 476 yuan to get there and take 3 hours more. Or I could have done it in half the time, because 15 is 3 hours more than 12 yuan. And then, you know, 5 hours would be less than half of that. So you had two better options. If I wanted the personalized bed experience, I don't think that's necessarily being provided by this new bullet train car.
Well, there you go. And again, I need to present my question.
Yeah.
That is, when you've got the regular choice, which so many of us that travel between Beijing and Shanghai are familiar with, that is 4 to 5 hours on high-speed rail when you don't need to lay down, you're sitting up, and with 550 yuan, you're there to your destination.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is this going to be competitive?
I mean, I think it's the romance of riding trains, but then also, you know, it's like camping. Let's take this analogy. Some people like to go just with a sleeping bag, put their sleeping bag next to the fire, and really what we call rough it, you know? And then there's some people that like to drive a huge camper, you know, that has basically all the necessities of home, out to a camping place and say they're roughing it, you know? But you still have these campers as opposed to people who camp in tents, as opposed to people who just sleep in sleeping bags next to the fire. This is just a nicer version being made available for maybe people who kind of like sleeping on trains, because there's definitely that romanticism about it, you know? Sleeping on trains and looking out the window at the beautiful scenery as you go across all of maybe super long distances. Maybe this is just the starting line of maybe a train that would go from Beijing to like a much farther place away. And so you get to see so much, and you know, I get to appreciate it, but you also get a much more comfortable seat. Actually, I think this train would be really cool on a much farther distance. I don't think it's necessarily a horrible idea. I just think it's a little weird because of the options that are already present on the Beijing-Shanghai kind of line that's going on, right? But let's say if it went to like a place way far away, like let's say Chengdu, right? Then maybe this would be cool because I could take a plane. That'd be faster. Maybe I could take that bullet train if it was available. That would be faster. But Maybe I want to meet that halfway ground where I'm getting there a little bit faster, but I can also just enjoy all the scenery I can see as I go by in this personal little space I have with my phone charger, maybe some Wi-Fi that's available. That'd be cool. But I agree. I think at the end of the day, getting there faster and though you
and
have,
cheaper.
And cheaper. And getting there faster and having the complete privacy of a hotel room with a shower so you can shower and wake up really refreshed the next day, that would be pretty nice.
See, I think on top of that, this kind of train is also like providing you with a different choice that may fit into your time schedule perfectly. That is for those people who don't have the 5 hours during the daytime to go from Beijing to Shanghai, they can choose this. And as well for the safety part, well, and also actually the train is there for a long time. It's just the new change has been happening on the train, meaning that the train can now take more people, can carry more people from Beijing to Shanghai. So I do still think it's a really good choice.
I think it's a very... I think it's a modern choice for Chinese people, as it's something new that I don't think we previously would expect from trains, because our memories of trains in China has always been it's cramped. And as this group of strangers sit down together arm to arm and you shoulder to shoulder, and then you sort of form a little community for the journey. And I mean, there's the sweet side of things that is often when you feel that and realize that kindness from strangers, it's a great journey. But also there is very little consideration of personal space. And I think that has been an emphasis with this new service that supposedly it gives you, although Ryan doesn't like it when it's just the curtains, but it is a sort of confined area and signaling to other people that I'm minding my own business and you should mind your own business. And this is my turf for this journey, and I am going to take good use of it, and I'm going to stay in here. That kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, coming to China, I remember the first time I when I got the chance and I heard that we could take sleeper trains to get to Beijing from, I think, like Zhuhai's area. I think we had to go to Guangzhou and then Guangzhou to Beijing. Mm-hmm. But we got to take the sleeper trains. And I was so excited because in the U.S. we never got really the chance. You know, we have Amtrak that goes between the Southwest, and they're just seats. And I was so excited because I remember there's this time in American history where all the stars and everybody would take these luxurious trains sometimes. And, you know, it's in all the movies and you see that and you're like, wow, man, how cool would it be to ride in a train overnight? And finally, I got to do that. And I remember I think we got the hard seats the first time because, you know, the seats sell out so quick, especially for such a popular line like that. We got on them and, I loved it. Even though I was sharing this room, I was like, oh my God, I get to sleep on a train. Yeah, you know, and it is like this community. I remember, you know, in the middle of the train, you see these, you know, older guys just chilling and talking. And it was like, oh, this is cool. You know, I can't understand what they're saying, but I get it. I love it. Community, you know, and like people, like you said, very much like we're used to this kind of trip. And at night, just feeling the sway of the train and the I fell in love with it. It wasn't necessarily, and the beds weren't that uncomfortable, you know? I mean, I wouldn't want to stay there for much longer than what I had going on the train, but it wasn't so bad. So I can understand this romanticism of sleeping on a train, but guys, I do want to say that according to official figures released by the Ministry of Transport, the network of high-speed rail in China will cover 80% of the cities with more than a it's just going to cover all these cities with a population of more than 1 million, 80% of them, by 2020. You know, high-speed rail is something that's not slowing down in China. And by the end of 2016, the length of China's high-speed rail that has been built has been up to 220,000 kilometers. So, guys, it's a very strong thing
that's going on, high-speed rails, trains, still very much prominent here in China.
Yeah, and if you do want to go to have a romantic train journey, you can choose those really slow, green surface kind of train, sit on it, enjoy the sightseeing in the rural area of China, read a book maybe, or fall into sleep, take a nap on the train.
Yeah,
it
will
be
that.
Yeah, it'll be a very romantic time you spend with yourself.
Yeah, get a glass of vino or a bottle of vino, get a couple glasses, you and your girl or whoever, just sit down and look at the scenery as you go by and enjoy it. That does sound nice because, you know what, I think there's actually quite a bit of beautiful scenery to see when you make a trip like that. Long-distance trips, that is, what you'd use a sleeper train for.
Yeah, that does sound very romantic, and I think it's more doable on this new sleeper car as opposed to the traditional ones, because when you've got all those strangers gathered around you and you pull out of out of nowhere a bottle of wine, that just seems to be...
Then you got a party.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's more than just a romanticism between two people, I suppose.
Make some friends, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, that is probably what it will turn into. Yeah. And yes, I think you guys are absolutely right that with this new sleeper car between Beijing and Shanghai, I think it's offering customers with one extra option. That is, those people that don't mind sleeping on a train and want to utilize that time and travel and also save on one night's expense of booking, getting a hotel room.
Right.
So that does sound real nice. But for more of us who are looking at the bigger picture of longer journeys, I think I do agree with Ryan that it would be really cool and promising in the future if this can be implemented on more longer
lines
in China, as this is a very fast country and people are moving around so much more than in the past. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.